Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Case for America by Brett Baier is a work of contemporary political and historical commentary that defends the continuing value of the American experiment. Written by a veteran broadcast journalist and author of several books on American leadership and constitutional history, it addresses a public debate in which the United States is often portrayed either as uniquely virtuous or fundamentally corrupted. Baier positions the book between those extremes. His purpose is not to deny the country's failures, but to argue that its founding ideals, civic habits, and capacity for renewal remain meaningful. The book draws on American history, public reflection, and commentary from historians, civic figures, and leaders to present an argument shaped like a case before a jury. Its central themes are unity, freedom, resilience, and the unfinished effort to align national life with the principles of the Declaration of Independence. Especially as the country approaches its 250th anniversary, I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a defense of America framed against both cynicism and idealization. Baier builds the book around a corrective to two simplified views of the United States. One view treats American history mainly as a record of oppression, hypocrisy, and unfulfilled promises. The other treats the nation as if its founding and development were nearly flawless. The Case for America argues that neither approach is adequate because both flatten the complexity of a country built on ideals while often failing to meet them. This framing matters because it allows Baier to defend America without relying on denial. The book presents the nation's worth as rooted not in perfection, but in the existence of principles strong enough to expose injustice and guide reform. In that sense, the argument is historical and civic rather than merely partisan. It asks whether the country's founding claims about liberty and equality still have the power to unite citizens who disagree sharply about politics and culture. The answer Baier develops is affirmative, but conditional. America endures when citizens remember that the national project is aspirational, self-critical, and dependent on shared loyalty to constitutional ideals. Secondly, unity as a civic habit rather than simple political agreement. A distinctive part of Baier's case is his emphasis on Americans' tendency to form associations, clubs, congregations, charities, fraternities, civic organizations, and local groups. This theme echoes a long tradition in writing about American democracy, in which voluntary association is seen as a mechanism that turns individual freedom into social cooperation. Baier uses this civic habit to argue that unity does not require uniformity. Americans often disagree on policy, religion, region, class, and culture, but the country's durability has depended on the ability to organize around common purposes. The argument is concrete because it shifts unity away from slogans and toward observable practices people meet, serve, deliberate, worship, volunteer, and build institutions outside the state. This matters in a polarized age because national cohesion cannot be produced only by elections or federal authority. It also requires intermediate spaces where citizens learn trust and responsibility. Baier's focus on associations gives the book a social dimension that goes beyond high politics. It suggests that American identity is sustained not only by founding documents, but by repeated local acts of cooperation. Thirdly, the founding ideals as standards for judgment and renewal. The book places the Declaration of Independence and the founders' ideals near the center of its argument. Baier does not treat those ideals as museum pieces or ceremonial language. He presents them as standards by which the nation can be judged and redirected. This is an important distinction because it allows founding principles to function both as a source of pride and as a source of criticism. Freedom, equality, and liberty are not shown as fully achieved at the beginning of American history. Rather, they are presented as commitments that later generations must interpret, defend, and expand. That approach gives the book its reform-minded patriotism. It avoids the claim that the founding settled every moral question, but it also resists the claim that the founding is therefore meaningless or irredeemable. The argument depends on continuity. The same principles that inspired the nation can still provide a shared language for addressing injustice, division, and civic distrust. Baier is interested in whether Americans can recover confidence in these principles without ignoring the ways they have been contested and imperfectly applied, a courtroom-style structure that turns patriotism into an argument. The Case for America is presented less as a conventional chronological history than as an argument assembled from evidence, testimony, and reflection. Review descriptions and publisher materials emphasize its courtroom-like quality, with Baier making a case on behalf of the nation. This structure is significant because it shapes the reader's role. Rather than asking readers simply to accept patriotic sentiment, the book asks them to consider claims, examples, historical patterns, and voices. Bayer draws on his identity as a journalist, not just as a commentator, by incorporating observations from public life and perspectives from historians, commentators, and leaders. The result is a defense that aims to be accessible to general readers rather than specialized historians. The courtroom model also clarifies the book's rhetorical purpose. America is not treated as beyond criticism, but as something whose record can be weighed. That makes the book different from purely celebratory national histories. Its patriotism is organized as a public argument, which means its persuasive force depends on showing why national ideals, civic practices, and historical resilience still deserve confidence. Lastly, resilience as the measure of the American experiment. Resilience is one of the book's central measures of national character. Bayer treats the American story as a record of strain, conflict, adaptation, and recovery, rather than uninterrupted consensus. This emphasis is important because it gives his defense a realistic foundation. A country that has faced civil conflict, social division, economic change, war, and intense political disagreement cannot be defended persuasively by pretending that harmony has been the norm. Instead, the case for America argues that endurance through conflict is itself part of the evidence. The United States has repeatedly been tested by failures to live up to its principles, yet the constitutional and civic framework has allowed argument, reform, and renewal to continue. This is not the same as saying progress is automatic. Bayer's argument implies that resilience depends on choices made by citizens and leaders, especially their willingness to preserve shared institutions and accept common citizenship despite disagreement. The book, therefore, treats the American experiment as ongoing. Its future is not guaranteed by history, but history provides reasons to believe that renewal remains possible when founding ideals retain public authority. In conclusion, The Case for America is best suited for readers who want a civic, historically informed defense of the United States without a dense academic apparatus. It will appeal to those interested in American identity, the Declaration of Independence, national unity, and the question of whether patriotic confidence can survive a polarized political culture. Readers looking for a harshly critical revisionist account or a narrowly partisan campaign book may find its tone too affirming. Its value lies instead in offering a structured argument for measured patriotism, a way to acknowledge national failure while still defending the importance of shared ideals. Practically, the book encourages readers to think about citizenship as participation in institutions, communities, and inherited principles, not merely as opinion or party loyalty. Intellectually, it stands out from many popular histories because it is organized around a civic case rather than a single presidency, war, biography, or constitutional episode. Compared with similar books on American exceptionalism, Bayer's work is differentiated by its courtroom-style framing, its emphasis on voluntary association as a source of unity, and its timing near the nation's 250th anniversary. It presents America as imperfect, contested, and still worth defending. If you would like to support Brett Bayer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.